We'll continue media availability with Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 19 Interstate Batteries Toyota. Daniel, you've had a lot of success here in Charlotte, finished 11th in the Coke 600 last year, followed up with a sixth place finish in the fall. Does that give you a little confidence going into this Sunday's race?
Yeah, for sure. Charlotte has been a good place for me. I don't know. It's just one of those places that for whatever reason you feel comfortable and you get good results, and it seems like you build from that. And actually today so far, obviously just one practice, three runs actually. That's exactly what my team did. And the car felt pretty good. The racetrack is changing. First time out, it was a little greasy. And then it actually got better. So I'm looking forward for tonight's qualify. I feel like we have a pretty good, strong 19 Interstate Batteries Toyota Camry, and hopefully we can put the car in the front.
Great. We'll open up for questions. If you have one for Daniel, please raise your hand. We'll bring you a microphone. State your name and affiliation. Great.
Daniel McFadden with NBC Sports. Daniel, with your experience in the Coke 600 last year, how grueling was that race for you? Was it what you were expecting, and how have you adjusting your philosophy, strategy wise, to approach this race?
Well, the race it was a little bit longer than what I was expecting, for sure. It's just a marathon, you know. You have to organize your stuff, be patient. I remember last Coca-Cola 600, in the first quarter of the race, I was pretty bad. I didn't have a lot of speed. But that didn't mean that in the second half of the race, I wasn't going to be fast. Actually, we made a couple adjustments, and obviously the racetrack changed a lot. And by the second half of the race, my car came alive, and actually I think it became a top 10 car. At times, maybe even top 5 car. So we finished 11th for a few miles deal, but I feel like we had a little bit better car than that. And overall, I feel like it's a big deal. It's a big race, obviously. And I feel like a lot of things play at the same time, physically, mentally, and not just as a driver, but as well for everyone in my team. So looking forward to get that challenge this weekend.
Let's go over here to Jerry next.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Curious, how's your thumb? You were able to continue to rack up some pretty good finishes. Did it affect you at all? Is it okay now?
Yeah, I would like to say that it's almost perfect. If I bent my finger far enough to one side or the other, I can still feel the pain a little bit. Obviously, I don't do that when I'm racing, but it's much better. I feel like maybe, I don't know, I have no idea when it's going to be perfect, but it's pretty close to perfect. It doesn't bother me at all. Just when I want to, you know, push to see how good it is when it does bother me a little bit. But overall, it's good. I've been already for a couple of few weeks racing without my little cast, so I feel pretty good about it.
Go back here.
Daniel Hill Overton, WIXC Radio. Looking at your car this week versus what you drove last Saturday night, what differences do you see out there, and what do you anticipate between how the racing was Saturday night in the All-Star event versus what it's going to be in the 600?
Well, I think the biggest difference is that the one from Saturday was orange, and this one is green. but that was maybe the biggest thing, and everything else, I think, you know, racing is gonna be different, but it's gonna be as good as last Saturday. Really a different package, different way to race, I guess. But the racing is gonna be, as a driver, is gonna be just as fun. Obviously less downforce, more power, more what we are used to normally. So I'm excited. I'm excited to come back. My team has been making a lot of gains lately in mile and a half on this package. So looking forward to start the weekend on Thursday with a good practice, and obviously continue that into a good qualify.
We'll go to Kelly and then to Jim.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Daniel, you've given a lot of credit to the team lately with how far you've come, but what about your personal development as a Cup driver from where you were last year at Speed Weeks to today? How do you feel about how you've come along?
I feel okay. I feel like I need to keep working in some areas to just to keep improving myself and to get better as a race car driver and to be more consistent and to push the limits, maybe sometimes a little bit more. But I feel like we are good. We're in the right track. I wish we can run more often in the top five to be able to win races. But it's tough. The Cup Series is not easy at all. I remember last year at this point, I was already knocking into the door to several top tens, and I thought to myself, you know, at this point in the race in my career in Cup, we're already in top tens. We're gonna be, you know, running top five and you know, maybe knocking to the door into wins very soon, and that's not the case. It's just very tough because the competition is always changing and it's difficult, and I feel like we have to keep working on it. I mean, it's just that next step from being running top 10 car to running into a top five and being able to win races is a very difficult one, and it's been taking me a while to make it right. We've been there, but not very consistent. So that's my goal, personal goal, and my team obviously as well. So I feel like now we're moving in the right direction. Obviously, results like Dover last weekend really help us to build from that, and hopefully we can keep doing that.
Go to Jim next.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Daniel, you talked about your affinity towards Charlotte here. Do you feel like that you've made enough progress? This track is known for producing many first-time winners in the Cup Series. Do you feel like you guys have made enough progress that perhaps that next one could be you?
It could be. I can tell you that if we can put ourselves to run into the top five every weekend, we can win any time. Once you are in the top five around those guys, you know, those crazy racers, you don't have to be the best car to win a race. And you know, that has happened several times. Obviously, if you have the best car, you must win the race, right? But I feel like it can happen anytime. We just have to run into a top five. We just had a pretty solid first practice, qualified practice. I feel pretty good about it. My team feels pretty good about it too. So, you know, Charlotte has been a good place to me. I feel good mentally and physically. So, why not? Would be great to have Interstate in Victory Lane one more time. I've been with them in Victory Lane already once in the past. Norm Miller has been a great supporter from my team and this program, and looking forward to have a strong weekend with him.
And yeah, we'll go to Woody.
Woody came with MRN. Daniel, you mentioned the progression and the steps you guys have been taking to get better. You go to Pocono next week where you had a top 10 last time there. When you go back to a place where you have had some success to build on, does that give you more confidence? And at a track like that all three corners are so different, do you focus on being really good on one of them or pretty good on all three?
Well, you try to be as good as possible in all three, but most likely it's difficult. You have to just to try to be very good in I guess in one and three, and being as good as possible in two. But I don't know. I never won there before, so I'm not sure if that's right or not. We have to, you know, I'm one of those drivers that I don't like to think about. In this case, Pocono, when we are here in Charlotte, I like to put all my effort here, and then next week I'm gonna be able to think about Pocono, but. Well, I feel pretty good about Pocono as well. I haven't honestly think about it at all, but I feel like it's going to be good. I like shifting a lot, so obviously we're going to be shifting some in that place, and I really enjoy that.
Daniel, appreciate you joining us today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
We are now joined by Matt Kenseth, driver of the number 6 Wyndham Rewards Ford. Matt, you picked up your first Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Coke 600 18 years ago, driving for Jack Roush. Can you reflect on that just a little bit and then talk about what it would mean to return to victory lane this weekend with newly minted Hall of Famer Jack Roush?
Yeah, I'm happy for Jack to finally get in the Hall. He certainly deserves to be there. He's put over 30 years of his life into this sport, so it's, that was really neat to see that yesterday. I'm proud of him, happy to be able to be a small part of that, enjoy a lot of the successes that he's been able to have in the sport. So, yes, that's exciting.
We'll open up for questions for Matt. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll bring you a microphone. Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net, Performance Racing Network. How's it been? You liking it, being back here? I mean, you rethinking going back and driving a school bus yet or anything? What's it been like?
Well, we're not very far into this yet. You know, I mean, Kansas was a struggle the whole weekend. Last weekend was very very unique, running restrictor plates and all that stuff at Charlotte and all-star format and stuff. So that was kind of different. So I was glad to be able to get on the track and get a full practice in today. Hopefully weather will be good and we'll be able to get a qualifying session in tonight and go back to work Saturday. So I feel like we learned a couple things today so far. And hopefully get qualified, respectable, and get back to work Saturday on Racetream.
But being where you were in the past and where you are now with schedules and things of that nature, has it loaded you up more than what you expected, or do you get to control what happens in the day-to-day?
I wish I could control everything that happens. I've been doing this a fairly long time, and schedule's not really any different than what I thought it would be, assuming you're talking about my weekends and weeks right now. Nothing really, no real big surprises yet.
Over here.
Matt, they decided not to run the same aero package as the All-Star race. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Would you like to see them do the same thing? It was a pretty competitive race.
No, not if I'm driving. I thought the racing was this is just my opinion. I thought the racing was pretty entertaining Saturday. I thought the open, assuming that's what they still call it, was really good, but yet – we all have really short memories. If you think back a year ago, the Open was really, really exciting too with this aero package. So I don't know. You got to be careful about taking that little of a sample size and just saying this is going to be the greatest thing ever, because we've all seen that, you know. And when you take that rules package and you give it to the garage and let them work on it for a month or so, I think you're going to have things looking very similar to how they looked before you change that. I think the low downforce thing is a good example of that. I think the racing, in my opinion, even from being home this year, has been really, really, really good and really entertaining, and still about driving race cars and not doing just restrictor plate racing and being in line and doing all that kind of stuff. So I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was a good thing to try. I don't know if it's necessarily what I would want to see to run on a weekly basis, but it's okay.
We'll go to Deb next.
Deb Williams, racing today in ESPNW. With the way the sport has changed, do you as a driver have as much input into your setups as now, or do the engineers and the simulations and all seem to outweigh that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of drivers out here today, myself included, I knew bits and pieces here or there, but really know and understand necessarily the whole setups the way they're all derived today with the no ride height thing. And I think it's more engineering and aero, than it is anything else. So if you're short, you know, in one department, you know, if you're off on downforce, you just don't have a chance. So, I mean, it's different than what it once was. I mean, I think you need to, you know, understand the car the best you can, give the best feedback you can to your crew, and, you know, try to feel changes and relay that and look at data with them and make them understand what you're going through in the car and what you're feeling like and what you're looking for. But in today's day and age, you got to have, you know, people that, you know, all the right people that are smart enough to diagnose all that and figure out how to fix it and give you what you need. So that's a little different than it once was. Yep.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you joining us today. Good luck this weekend.
Lee has a question, I think. Oh. Unless she just had an itch.
We scratch it.
Oh. I saw this, but then I wasn't sure if it was, you know.
What was the team meeting like this week when, you know, after having being there your second week and just kind of, you know, getting back with the group and chatting it up?
It was fun. You want more than that? Nothing really any different. Just trying to, you know, we've had two races with two very different, formats, aero packages, engine packages, and all that. So, I mean, it's, for me anyway, it's still pretty new, and there's a lot of different things to try to work through, or at least that I would like to work through, and just trying to keep getting a better feel for it every week and kind of try to give my opinions for what they're worth and what I feel like we could do different and better and what we're doing good, is that type of thing. So nothing really real different. Yep.
Right here.
Matt Weichsel, RTA Spectrum News. With you returning Kansas and then the All-Star race, and now you have the longest race, I'm trying to phrase this in a general way. How is your fitness for 400 laps? Because you haven't done as much racing this season. I mean, you look in great shape, but this is a grueling test for you guys over the course of day to night.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll make it. Not that anybody ever wants to brag about anything, but as far as where I've been the last 20 years, I'm in pretty good shape right now. I've had a lot of time to train the last 6 months, and I'm not worried about the physical aspect of it. I'm more worried about trying to keep up, get our cars a little faster, you know, so we can, first of all, stay in the lead lap. Second of all, hopefully start moving forward and getting kind of in the mix and start to get forward. So, but certainly I think it's tough on anybody, no matter what kind of shape they're in, you know, that long race and being that, you know, if it's hot and staying hydrated and eating right and getting sleep and doing all those things. But just pure physical fitness, I feel pretty good right now. I've had a good few months, and I feel pretty good.
Daniel?
Dale McFadden, NBC Sports. Since you won this race in your rookie season, how has your philosophy strategy-wise to this race changed in the years since then, especially with the introduction of stages last year for this race?
I just, so many things have changed. I mean, it's been a lot of years, and there's just been so many changes since then, mainly with the cars, you know. But you know, some of the biggest ones are, you know, probably not as adjustable as they once were, and the track goes through a fairly big change. But there is no more, you know, pacing yourself or, you know, choosing a certain gear because you want your engine to live, and like all that stuff is kind of all in the past, you know. So it's different. Everybody just runs as hard as they can every lap, you know, for 5 hours to try to get the best finish you can, because you just can't afford to give up spots, can't afford to pace yourself and let somebody in front of you, because you might never get back around them. So I'd say that's the biggest part. You know, there's not a ton of attrition and you know, problems, and the survival thing isn't quite what it once was. You know, the cars are certainly way more comfortable and more creature comforts than what we had when I started, and they drive better. They got way more downforce and side force, and you know. So I think those things make it different. It's pretty much, you don't approach that 600 miler any different than if it was 300 miles. To be honest with you, I mean, you can't really not run hard. Yep.
Matt, thanks again for joining us. All right, appreciate the time.